Praise God. So let's go to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Read some very familiar scriptures to us. So glad to see everyone looking so good this morning. Everybody is. And I hope that you have the victory in the Lord. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse number 7. I feel like it's the end of July or maybe about the 1st of August because I've been preaching for like 4 weeks solid. Just seems like I ain't had no, actually it was back in August when I got all the calls right at the same time and had to go to Kentucky and preach and had to go to Oklahoma and preach, Alabama and preach, and then also he was in Tyler. And it was about the same week that everybody called me and said, I want you to come. And so even though it spread out, you know, they called and scheduled it right there together, right there the same week. As a matter of fact, somebody called me from Fort Worth. Brother JJ called me from Fort Worth, and I couldn't even go down there. But I thank the Lord, and I believe the Lord blessed us. Right after everybody called me, this preacher from Ohio called me, and he said, you know, I had 4 dreams about you, and I knew I had to call you because they was all the same dream. They was 4 dreams. He said, you was standing, and there was 4 signs, and you was walking into a desert throwing seeds. And he said, and then you come back, and there was just corn and stuff growing everywhere. And I don't know if I had 4 places to preach. I preached in Texas, 4 different meetings. Meeting in Tyler, which would be Texas, Oklahoma, Kentucky, and Alabama. Maybe not in that order, but he had that dream about that same time. I said, Lord, I receive it. And, you know, I told these boys, some of Evan and Clinton went with me, to Alabama. And I said, we had service a couple nights there and didn't seem like we was getting anywhere. I said, boys, I didn't drive 9 hours down here to go blah, 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 blah. I said, we come down here to preach and see souls saved and people helped. And, we got in that room and those boys got to praying with me and the Spirit of the Lord come by. Amen. And I'm telling you, the altars was full on Friday night. Amen. The power of the Holy Ghost moving. Hallelujah. And I want to see that today too. We serve a God that's on the throne. Amen. And He is able. And He wants to help us. He wants to fill us with the Holy Ghost. He wants to bless us. Amen. And so I don't know. Y'all pray for me. Amen. Because I don't know if that dream meant that on those 4 places or 4 types of ministries. I told Brother Curtis, he said, well, there's north, south, east, and west. And but I don't know. I've been praying, Lord. Amen. There's still time to win souls, church. There's still time to win another soul. Amen. And you say, I'm not able, I'm too young or I'm too old. I can't sing or teach, no title do I hold. Lord, what can I do? For I want to do my part. I want to help the hurting with all of my heart. I can pray until the walls come down. Hallelujah. Till there's healing all around. That's something that I can do. Every one of us can do it. Amen. All the way from the nursing home. You know why sometimes the Lord keeps those saints of God in the nursing home? Because they're praying people. They're praying grandmas. They're praying moms. People have wondered why my children have passed away. Why am I still here? Because you're praying. Because you're praying for your family. Amen. And the Lord's keeping praying people on this earth until He comes back. I don't mean to keep you standing too long. Let's read verse number 14. Amen. But their minds were blinded. For until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Verse 16, our scripture text. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit. Hallelujah. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Hallelujah. But we all with an open face, beholding in the glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Can we raise our hand this morning towards heaven? Amen. Ask the Lord to have His way in the remainder of this service. Lord, let the Spirit of God have His way. Let there be liberty in this house today, Lord. Liberty to worship You. Liberty to receive from You today, Lord. Let there be chains broken today, God. Liberty in our hearts. Liberty in our lives. We thank You for it today in Jesus' name. Praise God. You may be seated today. Verse number 7. If the ministration of death written and graven in stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of His countenance, which glory was to be done away, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more doth the ministration of the righteous, of righteousness, exceed in glory. Verse 10, if you still have your Bibles open. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect, by reason of the glory that excelleth. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. Not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end, which is abolished. And then we pick up where we read to where we pick up. Their minds were blinded. Amen. Their minds were blinded. And the veil remains till this day. Amen. When Moses is read, the veil is on their heart. Praise God. Amen. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord. That's what I want to preach on this morning. Verse 16 is turn to the Lord. Turn to the Lord. You know, when you're going places, sometimes you got to make a turn. A lot of times you got to make a turn. You go somewhere and you'll get there and you'll find out that you got to make a turn. Well, I heard a song said, directions to glory. Just turn right and then go straight. Hallelujah. Turn to the Lord. He said that this veil was on their hearts, but when it turns to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. And the Lord is that Spirit. You know, I told y'all about driving all night, and I come in and rested a little while. Had to get up and do a few things, and then thought I might just kind of lay back for just a few minutes there at the house. And yesterday afternoon, so I laid back for just a few minutes, and the kids were somewhere. I think they went over to Sister Honey's or something. And I laid back for just a few minutes, and I woke up. It wasn't long. I don't know, maybe 20, 30 minutes there. Took a nap. And I felt like the Lord let me see something in a dream. I hadn't ate no pizza, so I know it wasn't too much pizza. But, it may have been because I was too tired. But I had this dream that people was running through this field. Just running and running and running. And it was so dry, and there was rocks, and you could tell that there hadn't been a rain in a while. And what I saw when I took that little nap, there was sticks and everything was running. There was this, in this dream I looked and there was this big old castle. And there was the devil. It was the devil's kingdom. And people was just bowing and he would give them orders and they would just run. Just running. And I was saying, they're running for nothing. They wasn't running from something. It's like they was running on a mission. They was just running. And they was running without a purpose. They was running for nothing. And I woke up and I told, and Bethany was there, was in the living room, and I said, I feel like God just gave me a dream. I feel like God just showed me something. I feel like God just showed me that people are running through this life without a purpose. What a horrible thing to go through life without a purpose. What a horrible thing to be under the control of the devil and to be so exhausted. Amen. Life is exhausting. Exhausting. Can I get a witness this morning? Amen. It's not always easy. Sometimes we're drained. But to drain all of our energy and all of our strength for no purpose? I went to the post office yesterday afternoon, and there was a lady there that I had knew, and she was walking out, and I called her name. I said, "Is that you?" She said, "Yeah, here in Kilgore." And she come over and got to talking to me. And she's so miserable. This woman, she ain't got no problems as far as money goes. She's got everything she could want or need. She's just fine. Amen. In that sense. But life has got her down. And life has got her confused. And she's getting close to the end of her life. You know, as we would look at it, she's not a young person. She's well past, you know, regular age. And I got to talking to her. She got to crying and asking for prayer and different things, you know. And I got back in there and I thought, oh, how people are running in this life. And they're running for the wrong reason. And they're running with no purpose. You know, when Absalom was killed, Joab would not make an announcement that Absalom was dead. He wouldn't make the announcement because he was a king's son. But there was a man there that saw what happened. And Joab knew, amen, that David needed to know that Absalom was dead. He knew that he would be in trouble if David didn't find out soon. And so there was a man there that was a runner. You know, they had runners, people that was fast, people that could run quick. And this man said, "David, let me run." And David said, "Why should you?" Or Joab, "Let me run to David." He said, "Why should you run? You don't have no message. Amen. You have nothing to carry. Amen. Why should you run?" He was a fast runner. There was another man that had saw what had happened. He knew Absalom was dead. And Joab goes and tells him, said, "Go tell the king what you saw." See, he couldn't make an announcement. He couldn't give a message because it was a king's son. Amen. And it was a very important thing, amen, to honor the king's son. It was a day of mourning, even though he was a rebel. And so he took off running. He wasn't quite as fast as everybody else. And he wasn't as fast as this other man. And the Bible said that he began to ask Joab, "Let me run, let me run, let me run." He wanted to run. Joab said, Why run? You ain't got nothing to say. You don't have no message." He said, "Please let me run." And the Bible said that he asked Joab so much till Joab was ashamed. Y'all know that story. And Joab said, "Okay, run." Well, he took off. And he ran and he outran the other man. And David looked up and they said, "There's a man running alone." And when a man runs alone, he carries a message. He said, "There's a man running alone." They looked up from the wall of the city and said, "There's a man running alone." He said, "He carries a message." And David said, "Bring him in here." And he come in. He said, "Do you have a message?" He said, "I saw some things, but I don't know what it was." He said, "What's going on?" He said, "I don't know." He said, "Turn aside. Here comes the other man. He might have been a little bit slower. He might have been, you know, he just a runner, but he was, you know, he come on in a little later. He left before the second runner, but he came in after the second runner because he couldn't run as fast. That's obvious. But he came in and he had the message. And David said, "Hey man, what happened to Absalom?" And he told him, he said, "Absalom's dead." And my point is, there's a lot of people running in this life. Amen. And they can run fast. And they know the way good and they can run, but they're not carrying, amen, a purpose in their life. Now I want to tell you something, young people. We got to get a purpose in our life. Amen. And that purpose comes from God. Amen. We don't run just to run. The Apostle Paul said, "I don't fight as one that beats the air." Amen. Just to run and just to run. He said, "I run with certainty. God help us to run." He said, "Everybody that runs don't receive the crown." Amen. He said, "I do it for the gospel's sake." He said, "So run that you may obtain. Every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things." Amen. They use temperance. They strive to win that prize. Amen. I remember my grandpa was a runner and race, and he would race, and he told me one time, he said, "I was running this big race," and he said, I knew I was going to win. I was fast. And he said, "My mom had made an apple pie." And he said, "I knew better than to eat a piece of that," not apple pie, chocolate pie. He said, "I knew better than to eat a piece of that chocolate pie." But he said, "I loved it so much." He thought, "I'm just going to eat just a half a slice." And he ate just a half a slice. And he said, "You know, I lost that race." Amen. The Bible here says they do it,
Amen. They're temperate in all things. They bring themselves, amen, under control, self-control. They do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible crown. Hallelujah. I therefore so run not as uncertainty. Listen, I saw yesterday people was just a running. And you know, friend, there's people in this life, they're running and they have no reason to run. Amen. They're just a running through life. They're wearing themselves out for what? Amen. They're not even saved. People are bound by addictions and they're putting their money into those things for what? It doesn't satisfy. It doesn't feel the longing of the soul of man. Amen. And here these people was just a running through life. Amen. The devil had them running. Amen. I'm preaching on turn to the Lord this morning. Amen. Turn to the Lord for a purpose in life. Hallelujah. I therefore so run not as uncertainty, so fought I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and I bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Listen, when we turn to God, God will make a purpose out of our life. Amen. It doesn't matter if we're young or old. God can do it in our life. God can make something wonderful out of our life. You see, when we run through this life and when we go through this life, and Paul was using the Grecian race here and the contest of those Greeks and how that they would run and fight and different things. And he's bringing it into the example of the gospel. Amen. We do it for the gospel's sake. Listen, God can take a life when it turns to God and make it so full of meaning. You know, so full of purpose in a way that it will amaze us. You know, Samson did more for God in the last hour of his life than he did through his whole life. God used Samson as in a youth, but he turned away from God. And the Bible says that, amen, he had his eyes put out, he was handicapped. A little child led him, but he said, lead me to the pillars of this house. Amen. And he said, God, oh, avenge me of mine eyes. In other words, Lord, use me one more time. And he pushed on those pillars, and the Bible said that he killed more in his death than he did in all of his life. You see, the devil tells us, oh, it's too late. The devil tells us there's no reason to get a purpose in your life. Look at all the years that's gone by. Look at all the time that's gone by. Look at all the wasted time. Listen, God used Samson, amen, greater in one moment, amen, than he did in his whole life. I'm preaching this morning on turn to the Lord. If a person will turn to the Lord, the veil will be taken away. Hallelujah. Amen. There's liberty in turning to the Lord. Amen. And we can turn to the Lord for a purpose in life. We need a purpose in life. Amen. You know, I see times we'll go through life without a purpose. Young people, we got to get a purpose this morning. Amen. I'm not used to these young boys sitting up here. I'm glad y'all up here, so I may turn around and preach a little bit today. Y'all help me today, all right? I'm not going to take too long, I don't think. We got to get a purpose in life. Amen. Turning to God. Hallelujah. Church, can you say amen? Amen. If we would turn to God at the earliest age, we'll save ourselves a lot of regrets. If we'll surrender ourselves to God at the earliest age, amen, God will give us a purpose. Hallelujah. God has a purpose and a plan for every life. Amen. Listen to this right here in Romans chapter 6. He talks about you were the servants of sin. He's talking about you was yielding yourself to sin. Now you're yielding yourself to God and all that. Well, what's the purpose in it? Amen. He says, for you were servants of sin, you were free for righteousness. And he asked the question, what fruit had you then in those things? What fruit did you get? What did you get out of it? What blessing did you get out of it? Listen, there's a song said, sin will take you further than you want to go. Amen. It'll take you further than you want to go. It'll keep you longer than you want to stay. It'll cost you far more than you want to pay. What fruit did you have of those things? Listen, church, I know that we go through life and we try to do the best we can. And I believe that. I believe God wants us to do the best we can. Amen. We've got to do the best we can. God wants us to. Amen. But we're gathering up in barns and have to make bigger barns. And we forget the whole purpose of life. We fill bank accounts up and have to open up another one because we ain't got room in there. And then, but Paul is saying, what fruit do you have of those things? People live in sin. They'll fight their way through things. They'll fight their way. They'll steal. They'll lie. They'll cheat just to get another fix. And what fruit do you have in those things? Amen. They'll, amen, do things that are wrong and so on. God help us. Amen. As people, he said, what fruit do you have in those things? Wherever you're now ashamed, for the end of those things is death. But listen to verse 22. But now, hallelujah, being made free from sin and become the servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. Praise God. Somebody wrote a song and said, all this and heaven too. Hallelujah. We get to live for God with joy and happiness and peace and everything and a purpose in life, and we get heaven too. Hallelujah. If there was no heaven, it'd still be worth it serving God. Can I get a witness? Because being saved is a whole lot better than being lost. I'm telling y'all, hey man, I'm going to make it to heaven by the grace of God. I don't want to go to hell. I want to serve God. Can I get a witness today? Hey man, I might need your help just a little bit. Hey man, but brother, hey man, I have my mind made up. I don't want to go to hell. But if there was no heaven, and if there was no hell, it'd still be worth it serving God. It's a whole lot better than serving the devil. Amen. If there was no heaven and there was no hell, praise God. But the Bible says the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. There's a song said, I searched for Him and I knew not what I searched for. I longed for Him and I knew not what I longed for, but I found Jesus and I knew that I would search no more. He filled that longing in my soul. Turn to the Lord for a purpose in life. It's not too late this morning to turn to God for a purpose in life. Amen. I didn't know anybody that I saw yesterday in that dream or whatever it was. I didn't know anybody. It was just people. Amen. Didn't know any of them. But it could be that somebody's here today and you have run through life. Run through life. Run and run through life. Listen, God has a purpose if we'll turn to the Lord. I want to go on and talk about turn to the Lord away from the hard master. Turning to God away from the hard master. You see, the Bible says you'll serve a master. Amen. And we'll serve one. We'll either serve God or the devil. There's a kingdom of light and there's a kingdom of darkness. Amen. We'll either serve God or the devil, one or the other. Amen. And when we turn to the Lord, we're turning to a loving master. We're turning to a master that cares for us. Matter of fact, they wrote a song said, no one ever cared for me like Jesus. You know, people that are serving the devil don't even care for them. They give their life to sin. We give our life to things of this world. Amen. Give our life to, amen, to addictions or different things. And the devil doesn't even care for us. Listen, when we serve God, He cares for us. I'm not saying you won't ever have some hard days. I'm not saying you won't ever be sick. I'm not saying you won't ever be broke. I'm not saying you won't ever go to the graveyard and understand, not understand why. Amen. But we serve a God that cares for us and loves us. The devil doesn't. The Bible tells us in Acts when Paul is telling of his story. In the book of Acts, he's standing before King Agrippa. Lord, help me to preach today. God, help me to get this across today. Turn to the Lord away from the hard master. He said at midday, O king, I saw a light from heaven. Amen. And the brightness above the sun round about me. Amen. And them which journeyed with me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Amen. And they, you know that, those oxen would kick back and they would have those pricks. They would point down there. Best way I know how to put it is like a, you know, a frog gigger or something, you know, got them pricks. And they would kick back and he's saying, it's hard for you to kick back. You're hurting yourself. He said, I'm Jesus whom thou persecutest. Rise and stand on your feet. I appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness of the things which you have seen and of the things which you will see, delivering thee from the people of the Gentiles, to open the eyes, this is where I wanted to get, to open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto the power of God. Satan has a power to get a hold of a lie. Amen. And drive men. The Bible says that that man that was in the tomb, amen, he was driven, amen, into the tombs. He was driven out there. The devil would drive him. Amen. And from the power of Satan. I'm talking about turning to the Lord this morning, turning, amen, away from the hard master. The Bible says, amen, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive the forgiveness of sins. I believe that God wants somebody to turn to the Lord this morning. I believe God wants people to turn to Him away from the devil. The Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 2:25, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil. Help us, Lord, today to turn to the Lord. Who are taken captive by Him at His will. You know, when the devil gets a hold of the person, you can't get loose unless God gets you loose. It doesn't matter how strong that person is. Says, oh, I can quit. You can? No, you can't. Amen. If you turn to God, He'll change the master that's over us. The Bible said, recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. The Bible tells us in Psalms 124, amen, that the snare is broken. God has the power to break the snare. God has the power. We've got to turn to the Lord this morning. Amen. The Bible talks about the way of the transgressor is hard. It's a hard way. Amen. Let's turn to the Lord. Would you stand together with me this morning? Amen. I want to pray. God, you know the hearts. You know our hearts, everyone that's here today, God. You know our lives today. You know all about us. God, if there's somebody here today that needs to turn to the Lord, I pray that you would help them to turn to you, God. It may be a dark night. It may be a life without purpose. It might be, Lord, that they're seeking you in areas of their life. I pray that you'll help us to turn to you. Maybe somebody here, Lord, that hard taskmaster, the devil, that drives men into sin, into things of this world. God, I know that you're the deliverer. I know you're the one that can rescue. I know you're the one that can help us. Thank you for it, Jesus. Thank you for it, Jesus. While every head's bowed and every eye closed, no one looking around, just briefly here, is there anyone who would say, Brother Sam, pray for me. I need to turn to the Lord. Pray for me. I need purpose in my life. We got things in my life. I won't hold you long, but is there anyone? Just slip your hand up, slip it down, and say, I need the Lord to help me. Pray for me. Just raise your hand, put it back down. God help me today. Yes, I see your hand. God bless you. No one looking around, please. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not here to embarrass no one. Amen. Anybody else? Hallelujah. Yes, sir. I see your hand. God bless you.
I need Jesus.
Anybody else, you say, pray for me this morning, Brother Sam. Pray for me, Jesus.
not in that good, everything.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I do.
Oh, yes, Lord, listen to this song.
Listen to it. We need Jesus. Say it.
If you live near or far,
oh, yes,
it really doesn't matter who you are. If you're rich or you're poor, you need help. Oh, I thought that I needed well.
All I needed well.
And I thought I needed faith.
All I needed faith.
But I could not be satisfied.
Could not be satisfied.
Till someone, knew my name. I thought I needed recognition.
All I needed recognition. My name lifted high.
But I found
my greatest
need was met when I knelt down.
I need Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, I need Jesus.
I need Jesus.
I need Jesus.
Matter.
Oh, it doesn't matter who you are. Whether you live near or far.
If you live near or far, friend, it doesn't matter who you are. You need help.
I invite you to these altars. There's those that are